ॐज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्याज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Astonished with the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done, well done." All of them then embraced Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death. And they offered their blessings and congratulations. All the demigods and the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram. And they also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon Pralambasura. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 18th chapter of Krishna, killing the demon Pralambasura. Go Premanande Haribol! Now let's hear what you heard. What do you remember? Yeah?
Well, Balaram's power is like unlimited, but Pralambasura's power is limited. So
he smashed.
And I always believed that until this day, until I learned that they lost in the dueling match.
In the dueling match. Okay. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I know, right?
Sometimes the cartoons take a little poetic license. What else did you hear? Yes? Yeah? Anything else? Yes?
That the grass of Vrindavan and the trees and bushes are always green because the water are always everywhere.
Yeah. There's nice in there about the waterfalls too, right? What did you hear? The summer feels like spring. Yes? What else? Anything? Yeah? Big victory. Nice.
Whenever Krishna and Balaram were playing, and whenever all their friends were dancing, Krishna and Balaram used to praise them. You're dancing very nicely.
Dancing very nicely.
Krishna is like all knowing. He knows that he was a demon, but yet he just played along with it.
Nice. Very good.
I like when how Krishna with his friends, they would imitate the frogs.
Yeah.
In the Little Krishna cartoon, I remember they would imitate swans.
Swans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Frogs?
Whatever, but it was
kind of
close.
Yeah, playing all day long in the forest. I'm going to read you one more story, okay?
Yes.
This one's chapter 19, Devouring the Forest Fire. While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were engaged in the pastimes described above, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering farther and farther into the deepest part of the forest, allured by fresh grasses. The goats, cows, and buffalo traveled from one forest to another and entered the forest known as Ishikatavi. Ishikatavi. Everyone say Ishikatavi.
Ishikatavi.
This forest was full of green grass. Anybody want to go to Ishikatavi?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. This forest was full of green grass, and therefore they were allured. But when they entered, they saw that there was a forest fire, and they began to cry. On the other side, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, could not find their animals, and they became very much aggrieved. They began to trace the cows by following their footprints, as well as the path of eaten grass. All the boys were fearing that their very means of livelihood, the cows, were now lost. While searching out the cows in the forest, they themselves became very tired and thirsty. Soon, however, they heard the crying of their cows. Pretty good. We'll have to depend on him for sound effects. Krishna began to call the cows by their respective names with great noise. Upon hearing Krishna calling, the cows immediately replied with joy. But by this time, the forest fire had surrounded all of them, and the situation appeared to be very fearful. The flames increased as the wind blew very quickly, and it appeared that everything movable and immovable would be devoured. All the cows and the boys became very frightened, and they looked toward Balaram and Krishna the way a dying man looks at a picture of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They said, "Dear Krishna, dear Krishna, you and Balaram are very powerful. We are now burning from the heat of this blazing fire. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet. We know you can protect us from this great danger. Our dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends. It is not right that we should suffer in this way. We are all completely dependent on you, and you are the knower of all religious life. We do not know anybody except for you." The Personality of God had heard the appealing voices of his friends, and casting a pleasing glance over them, he began to answer. By speaking through his eyes, he impressed upon his friends that there was no cause for fear, and he assured them, "Don't worry." Then Krishna, the supreme mystic, the powerful Personality of God, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire. The cows and the boys were thus saved from imminent danger. Out of fear, the boys were almost unconscious. But when they regained their consciousness and opened their eyes, they saw that they were again in the Bandira forest with Krishna, Balaram, and the cows. They were astonished to see that they were completely free from the attack of the blazing fire and that the cows were saved. They secretly thought that Krishna must not be an ordinary boy, but some demigod. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and cows, returned to Vrindavan playing their flutes. Where's Vrinda? Something. As they approached the village, all the gopis became very joyous. Throughout the day, the gopis used to think of Krishna while he was in the forest, and in his absence, they were considering one moment to be like 12 years. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 19th chapter of Krishna, devouring the forest fire. What'd you hear?
Well, one of the realization I had is, one time Mukundata Prabhu said in his class that we cannot surprise the demigods, but Krishna can surprise the demigods. And he showed this year, he just swallowed the forest fire, which like nobody in this material world could do. Yeah.
Nice. Yes?
Now I know there are more than one forest in the Vrindavan. Like, there's not only just one big forest, there are like many different
different forests.
Yeah.
Yeah, someday we should all go together and walk to all the different forests. And in each place, we'll go there and we'll have a big kirtan, and then we'll tell stories about what Krishna did.
Yeah, there was a demon behind the forest fire, but in the Krishna book, it didn't mention any demon that was causing the forest fire.
We'd have to look in the Bhagavatam itself, and also like read Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary to see if that's where they got that. Otherwise, best you have to find the Pramana. Everyone say Pramana. Because there's evidence from the scripture, and if you can trace it back to the Bhagavatam, then it's true. And if you can also trace it back to one of the commentaries, then you can believe it. Otherwise, sometimes in cartoons and animation, just what's called poetic license, because they need to make it embellish it a little bit, they put in this or that, and I'm not sure how accurate those are.
Yeah.
Comic books, Bollywood, you name it, they put in stuff. Yes?
It said that the
As we're looking at Krishna, the way someone, a dying man, looks like at a picture of God.
Yeah, that's a pretty profound statement, isn't it? Amazing. Thanks for remembering that.
At the end, it said that the gopis, whenever they, every moment they weren't with Krishna, it felt like 12 years. And I remember from somewhere that the gopis even criticized Brahma for creating the system of blinking, because whenever they were with Krishna and they blinked, they felt that they were away from him for a million
years. Nice for remembering that connection. It's really good. Yeah, they considered him, they criticized Brahma as not a very good creator, because they made eyelids that blink. And that it's also said that when Krishna and Balaram in the forest, when Krishna walked behind a tree, for the amount of time that they couldn't see him walking behind the tree, they would feel anxiety because they were so attached to him. Yes?
I heard that the coward boys would think Krishna is just their friend.
Just a friend, yeah.
And here it says they kind of started thinking of them as a demigod. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, well, you're right. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna's opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is suppressed. And he does that because the more you see the power of somebody and the opulence, the less you can actually be close friend and intimate with the person. So you'll notice that there's different kinds of friendships that Krishna has in Vrindavan. Some are more intimate friends than others. And the most intimate of his friends, they're in what's called Sakyaras. They consider themselves on an equal level with Krishna. So they play with him, they wrestle with him, and things like that. And even you saw in the last story that they said, oh, we beat Krishna, so he lost one of the fights. But they sometimes try to figure out who Krishna is, because they see him do amazing things. Even though they see him as an ordinary boy, one of their friends, they know that he's not ordinary, because they see him doing things like swallowing forest fires, bringing them back from the dead. So sometimes they speculate and they say, well, maybe he's a demigod or something like that. Yes, sir.
The coward boys, Krishna's friends, were actually demigods, and so they actually knew Krishna as the Supreme Lord, but they were just like, for his pastimes, they were just acting as if just like Krishna was a normal boy.
Actually, his friends are from the spiritual world, so. Some of the actors who come into Krishna's Leela are demigods, and some of them are actually directly from the spiritual world. Just as Krishna comes from the spiritual world, so his friends and family come from the spiritual world also. And many of the demigods, when they come into Krishna's pastimes, they merge into the bodies of those eternal associates of Krishna, and when Krishna's pastimes are done, they go back to their posts. So it's not that all of Krishna's friends are demigods, but he does ask them to appear in the world. They appear in different roles, but many of Krishna's friends and others in Krishna's pastimes are from the spiritual world directly. So, yesterday, right after the morning program, we sponsored over 1,000 copies of the Krishna book. It was one of Prabhupada's most important books, so because it's a summary of all Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto. And actually, I wrote in my book about how poor everybody was in ISKCON back at the end of the 1970s when the Krishna book came out. But when the Krishna book was produced and the devotees learned it, how to start selling it, then things really started to pick up. So Krishna kind of saved the day by incarnating as the Krishna book. And did you all go out yesterday? Did you distribute books? I saw some of you in pictures. Mm-hmm. Where did you all go?
Sunnyvale.
I heard you did a few sets of Bhagavatams out there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about it?
Sets that we went to. So there was a man, and he was like inspired by Sri Vatsa because his.
That's all he has to do. He just sit there. Yeah.
His son was the same age.
So. Same age, and he was impressed to see that you had dedicated your life to Krishna consciousness, right? So how could you tell they were impressed?
He was telling us that he's only getting the set because of the kids.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I noticed at Harinam too, because people were looking and they were noticing all of you when you're chanting. Because they see that you have, you know, dedication to spiritual life and that you've got some effulgence. So I can see a lot of people were appreciating it. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It's good, right? Were you going to say something? Here, take that microphone back down.
I went on holiday.
Right here, not so close.
Talk to
me. I went on holiday and we went to a temple.
Which temple did you go to when you were on holiday? Alachua. You went to Alachua?
And Atlanta,
huh? So, how did you like it?
What?
Did you like it?
I don't know.
What? Good Harinam, right?
Yes.
The other night? And Saturday, a lot of you went on a book distribution, and here we are Sunday. So I just thought we could read more Krishna book leading up to Janmashtami. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. You like Krishna book? You do? Well, that's good. Okay, so we'll be reading more Krishna book. We'll try to do some online also. So you don't have school now, right?
No.
Anyway, we'll read it online and things like that. We'll try to read more when we're here at the temple. But we have to have a little kirtan too.
Bye.
Krishna, Krishna.
That's not the tune. You know it? Hold the beat for a second. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, works at least. But it's very simple. Anyway, we work on it. It's a new tune. It reminds me of going on the Chalungi. When Madhukari sings that tune. Weren't any of you there?
On the Jalungi, we sing that tune. Hare Krishna, say yes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Anyway, there's a third part. But one thing I was studying recently is about the science of learning. And any kind of learning takes practice, and it also takes a struggle, and it also requires failure. Because if you don't practice, you don't have enough exposure to learn a new skill. And when you're practicing, if you're really applying yourself, there's some struggle, especially in the beginning, because the connection between your brain and what you want to do and the skill you're trying to acquire is still distant, so you have to try for it really hard. And it kind of, there's a little bit of struggle in that, don't you think? Yeah. You're all learning things. Do you find that to be true? Like when you're learning some new thing?
Yeah.
You're smiling, so what are you thinking about? What new thing are you learning? Or have you learned recently where you had to struggle? Yes?
Today I learned Java, so...
You learned Java today? But you're working on it, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So what was the struggle like?
I didn't get it.
Yeah. At first, right?
Yeah.
And you kept going. Yeah. So that's when we don't get it, but we keep trying. That's the struggle, right? Any other struggle? Yes?
I have to work on my fingering, so it's really hard because, like, I got the first part right, but, like, the second part, to get, like, I go up, and then when I come down, I have to land my thumb right. I don't know which finger to put to make it land on my thumb again.
So it's kind of a struggle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brenda, tell us about playing the flute. Not right now, but I bet at some time you struggled, right?
Yeah, like in the beginning, it took me like a month just to get a sound out of the flute.
Oh, wow. 1 month to get a sound out. That's a lot of struggle.
And then like practicing every day. Almost.
How much do you practice generally? Do you have a regular routine?
15 minutes a day.
15 minutes a day. Morning, night?
Just in the evening once.
And anybody ever learn from your mistakes? Like you made a mistake and then you got better the next time? Babaji? I got a nickname for everybody today.
Well, I don't have an example, I'm just saying, like...
Well, Madanga.
Oh, yeah, Madanga.
I think when you were born, you knew how to play the Madanga. But
well,
you must have... sometimes when you're practicing, you've made mistakes, right?
Yeah, I've made mistakes.
Yeah, I struggled because when I was like small, I just kept banging on the drum.
I remember, I was there.
And then it took me like for some time to watch and then learn how you play. And
yeah. Yeah. So it's, yes.
I like one thing my dad always tells me, don't reinvent the wheel.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Yeah. Tell us what you mean by that.
I mean, I make a lot of mistakes and he keeps pointing out the same ones. So after some time he says, don't reinvent the wheel.
I see. Yes, Nana?
I remember the time you tried to teach me how to use chopsticks.
Yeah?
Like, I got better at it now, but I used to never put my middle finger in there, and I was just gonna go like this. They just keep falling out of my hand when I try to pick something up. They just,
yeah. Now it's getting better, right? Yeah, so this is, what are the three things I said for learning? Practice, what else?
Failure,
and one more.
Learn from mistakes.
And struggle. Practice, struggle, failure. There's an old saying, fail forward fast, because in any learning you have to make mistakes, but failure is the pillar to success. When you make mistakes and you learn, and here's something else I found out about learning, is that those who are willing to make mistakes, they don't get embarrassed by them, they just take it as part of the learning process, they're able to learn faster. Just like children, a lot of times when they're learning to walk, they don't mind if they fall down and get back up because they're not really that much aware that people are noticing that they're falling down and getting back up again. So they just keep trying. And I know people who are learning languages who are willing to put themselves out there and say the wrong thing, they learn faster because they say something wrong and then they get corrected and then they learn it because they made a mistake. People who are afraid to make a mistake when they're learning a language, they generally just don't say anything. That they're afraid to say the wrong thing, so they don't get a chance to fail and then correct it and make a mistake. So it's kind of an amazing situation that you could assimilate a lot of skills if you just put that formula in practice, right? All right, give me the drum for a few minutes. Can we have one last kirtan?
Yes.
Which tune?
side, this side.
Do we need
to... Use a towel or something. Get a proper eraser. Somebody. Okay, so. We're going to design a new temple. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so right at the very top, you can write the different branches of the as big as you like. You can name the different. Bring it in. Make a list of the different rooms that you want to have on your new temple. Okay? Okay, let's meditate for 30 seconds. You ready? When I see three, go into complete, deep, silent meditation. One, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Two, three, deep meditation. Okay, now everyone say the syllable Om together. One, two, three. Om. Architects in here? Who's the best architectural drawer? You good? Okay, so first of all, on the far left side, or on the far right side, it's easier for you. Let's just make a list. What are the different branches of the temple that you want to have? So one at a time, yes. What do you want? Govinda's restaurant? Okay, Govinda's restaurant, put it up there, you got it. What do you want? What do you want to call it? Madan Mohan's? Okay, yeah. Put that in parentheses underneath. It'll be called Madan Mohan's. Right. And what do you want?
A second floor.
So, just two floors, that's it?
Yeah.
Only two floors, not three? You mean three floors? Okay, so three stories. Okay, so... Okay, raise your hands one at a time. Now listen, think in terms of function also. Like, what do you want to happen in these different places besides just... this? Size of the building, yes.
Like a place for yagnas and like weddings and stuff. Like
yagnas and wedding hall. Yeah. Okay, put that on there. Okay, you're next. Okay. Okay. Yes.
I think we should have a whole floor, like the second layer, something dedicated to like a book room.
Okay, one huge book room. So that could be a separate building, right? It doesn't have to be
a separate building.
Don't limit yourself here. We could have a whole campus with multiple buildings. It doesn't have to be just one building and where we have to cram everything in. There's no limit to this. Krishna will supply for us. So what you're saying, one big warehouse where trucks can pull in and out to load up books. We can have a huge warehouse, right? Okay, who's next? Shivata?
I think that if newcomers are interested, we should have like a tiny museum for them to enter. And
what kind of museum? Say more about it. Put museum, and then he can put the parts you want.
Something in which they could touch and feel things. They could read about it, like what they have in the Rath Yatra.
Yes.
The walkthrough.
Okay. So a museum to be designed later, but it's somebody could go through and get a whole cultural experience and see the history of the Vedas. And all that, the history of ISKCON, many different things they could go through, right? Yes?
We should have like a Tulsi garden.
Okay, a Tulsi garden. What does it look like?
A green area with a bunch of Tulsi.
And would it have greenhouses? Okay, a green area, garden with Tulsi. Put Tulsi there. Tulsi houses. Yes?
A couple classrooms and a shadow home.
Couple? Just two?
No, like six.
Let's not limit it to a certain number. Let's say an educational area with multiple classrooms. So we need a lot of classrooms, don't we? For different ages and things like that, right?
At least three.
We need a kitchen.
Okay. You've had your hand up way back there? Yeah?
We need like a big kirtan hall.
Okay, kirtan hall. Put that up here.
Maybe
big kirtan hall. You don't?
We need a set and we can keep some cows in it.
You want a place for cows? Okay. So Goshala? Goshala? Listen, we can't hear it. No, just one at a time. Listen, this is serious. What is it? A chanting room and a library. Okay, put library and chanting room. Yes?
We should also have an actual place for a gift shop instead of just keeping it.
Okay, put that up. Get it all down. Get her library on there. And a chanting room. Tell us more about the chanting room. What does it look like? Okay.
And it's soundproof.
Are you getting all this?
Yeah, I got chanting room.
Chanting room. She's telling about the chanting room.
Soundproof.
Go ahead. Okay, listen. Everyone listen. He's got three things. Okay, what are the other two things?
I think we should have 354 greenhouses for the dulcinea.
354. 354, okay, what else? What's your third?
354.
We got it. What's your third thing? You said three things. Okay, clean, no poisonous berries allowed. Okay, we'll have a full-on campaign to eradicate poisonous berries. Yes, go ahead.
More space for Vedic Academy.
A Vedic Academy, so one wing. Put it at the bottom, it's a separate wing for Vedic Academy. Okay, you can have that. Yes, madam?
A room for kids, like, they don't go running around the parking lot.
Okay, so special place for kids.
A park.
It could be like... You could have, let's, wait, hold on, this is about kids, so, listen. So we could have a kids area, and part of it will be a theme park outside, and part of it will be rooms inside that have themes that kids get. Look, name the themes. You can use another line here, we need to spread out a little bit more. Let's talk about the kids areas. What are the theme parks going to look like inside and outside for the kids? Yes, Srivatsa, let's hear what he says. Okay, so one of the theme parks for the kids is the Forest of Vrindavan. Put that up there. What about inside? What? Radhakund, Krishnakund, so of Vrindavan. What about inside? We have a whole area where all the demons are that Krishna killed. You could have the demons inside, so special room. This is for kids. So the kids could play inside and they have these themes. You can have several, whatever you want. What else? Yes?
Someone invents like demons that can, you know, like
animated?
Alive, but it's not.
Like in Disneyland, like they come alive? So animated, make the demons animated?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Oh, you all but got to listen now. Listen when somebody else is making a contribution. Go ahead.
Branching off of Vrindavan's idea, maybe we can have like a big screen, like with a projector and then like Xbox or something where you have a headset.
Okay, so a high tech area where it's like a virtual reality, where you could enter into different places. Okay, that's good. Is that a room? Hey. Okay, time to meditate. Meditate on three. One, two, three. Didn't say om yet. Just meditate. Silent meditation. Meditate on the Ma mantra in your mind. Okay, who's next? One at a time. Yes. Dining hall. Dining hall. Yeah, that's not necessarily kids, but we'll sort it out later. Let's see. Okay, go ahead.
Like, we need, like, an instrument teaching hall. Like, if newcomers want to learn how to play the harmonium.
Okay, so a music.
Music class.
What is it? Music learning center. Yeah, put a music learning center. We'll have that. Yes. Yes, you can have that. Krishna conscious movie room. So, a theater. We'll have a theater where you can watch the movies about Krishna. That'd be nice. I like that a lot. What does it look like inside? Tell us what it looks like, your movie theater. What kind of seats do you have? Foldable chairs. That doesn't sound very comfortable. I was thinking like big couches and stuff like that. Wouldn't it be nice? Like big couches? You know, so you could be really comfortable in there? Okay. So what other kind of rooms do you want to have? Yes.
A stage.
A stage. I like that a lot. So it's like a... Do we have a theater yet?
Yeah.
Like... That's a movie theater, but something...
Performance theater.
Is that what you were thinking? With a stage? I like that. Stage with all lighting, and we have a place where we can put on all kinds of productions. Like, you know, a beautiful sound system. You can really put it out there. Frinda. Broadcast room, where we can produce films and things like that? Okay. So this is called a studio, sound and movie studio. Those will be part of the campus that we have where we can produce movies and we can produce audio, video, all these kinds of things. In-house production, right? Okay. Yes. Okay, kitchen for deities and community kitchen. Yes.
I was like thinking we could make like a movie theater.
You can't hear her. Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking we could make like a walk-through garden.
A walk-through garden.
And we could pick flowers for Krishna,
And where you can pick flowers for a walk-through garden?
So the walk-through garden in Swaco and Telasco.
Tell us. You're going to be in charge of that. And what do you want to call it?
The Japa Garden.
Japa Garden? Put Japa Garden. Shweta is going to run it.
And like...
Okay.
Train, like, a ride for the school.
Okay, so a train that takes you around the campus? A little train? Put that down. We'll take the train. That would be nice. Vrindavan's got another one. Make a Govardhan Hill?
Yeah. Not with real rocks, but like...
Okay. Govardhan. I see there'd be lots of areas when people, when the guests come, little areas where they could sit and relax and talk all over the
like
campus.
More chairs.
Huh?
Like seating places.
Yeah, like seating places, areas where lounging areas outside and inside, because the weather's pretty good here in California, right? And it can have a little bit of a.
There's chanting in the background.
You know, they have little covered areas where they could be protected from the sun and the rain. They could sit under that. Yes.
Holistic Healing Center.
Hospital. Yes. Yoga studio. Okay, you can have that. Yes. Big, huge parking lot. So unlimited parking. We'll have unlimited parking, and then there'll be a shuttle system that, right? Is that the shuttle system that takes people? Very practical. I like that. You're thinking practically.
Sorry.
Okay. What else? What else?
Oh, parking.
Yes. Go ahead.
A guest house or brahmachari?
A guest house and brahmachari ashram. Okay.
Yes, they don't have like
a hotel.
Okay, put guest house, brahmachari ashram, and a hotel. Yes? Okay, so hospitality area where new people can come and ask questions and get oriented, right? Okay, that's good.
What do you think,
question? One, two, three. Go ahead. Wait, you're up.
Okay, so like, I was thinking instead of having a really cramped room like this, we can have an actual like
hall.
Meeting hall.
Kirtan hall.
We got a kirtan hall. You want a meeting hall too?
Yeah.
Put that on there.
And also like a desk and chairs.
Desk and chairs. I like that idea too. For the managers, they have a very nice place where they can conference room. Put a conference room on there. Conference room. You were up next, Srivatsa.
I think maybe we could have a radio station. So
yes, radio station. Put it on there. We'll take a radio station. Yes, Vishaka. A beautiful altar, unparalleled altar. Well, how do you say it? Describe it for us. Tell us what it looks like. It's a dome over the deities. Special lighting. Like I saw that in Dallas, they have like the sun's coming up, then the sun's going down in the afternoon, but much, much better than that. Okay. Yes, Babaji.
I have two. One, we could have lights in the trees. And
okay, put lights all over the campus in the trees.
And we could keep a yoga room.
A yoga room. Okay, we have a yoga room, but we can have two yoga rooms if you want. Yes, Mataji, please. Okay, it's going to be meditation in a second. Okay, meditate.
No.
Silent meditation. Think of the Ma mantra in your mind. Vedic University with Learning Center.
E-Learning Center.
Tell us more about that, what it's going to look like. But e-learning. Everyone can go there and do e-learning. And I see the conference room that we have too. It's fully equipped so that we can conference with people anywhere in the world.
It's a huge screen,
and it's fully lined up with microphones so we can patch in. And everybody can join us for e-conference from anywhere in the world. It's very comfortable, nice air conditioning in there so that everybody's comfortable all the time. Raja, what do you want? Tell us what you want.
She wants Yamuna.
Jamuna, put the Jamuna River for... Raja, you can have it. We'll have the Jamuna River there. Okay. Hold on. What? Kalia, you want Kalia and then Jamuna? Well, you'll have it, put there. Okay, Dhiraj. Okay, ample storage room for all the different projects. Every project has its own area for storage. Name some of the storage needs that we have. Like one of them is the mini festival, which is expanded all over the Bay Area in all different counties. We have these mini Harinam fully branded going on everywhere. And we have a dedicated storage area just for those, for all the equipment that we have. World-class equipment, all of it. What other storage areas do we need? Okay, books. We have one of the main things is a book room. You brought that up, right? And what else?
For the
gift shop. Okay. Storage rooms. Huh? Okay. A chakra on top of the temple. Okay, ample pujari room so we can store unlimited deity dresses and keep it completely clean, right? Think you're looking, thinking like a pujari. Very good. Yes.
The deity should have a walk-through closet so it's easier for the pujari.
Walk-through closet for the deities. Put that in. Yes.
They miss prasadam, or they're serving, there's like extra prasadam, there's like showers, and like, there's like...
Okay, you're getting this from her? There's a lot of extra noise, I can't hear what she's saying. Tell us what you want.
Like, your room is dedicated to people who are just like serving, like say like the devotees don't have, like, they were serving prasadam, so there's not enough prasadam, but there's like extra prasadam just set aside for them, and there's like showers, and like a lounge you could like sit on, just for like...
So like a relaxation room for like, people to take prasadam, take a shower?
Yeah, but like just for like people who do service. Because
for those who are doing service where they can go and relax. I was just thinking also a special area for mothers with children.
Yeah.
So they can go in and be alone and take care of their kids there. And maybe during that time while they're in that room, they can hear everything and it can all be broadcast on big screens. And then part of the room, get all this down. And part of the room will have a play area so the parents can watch the kids, but at the same time watch the programs going on. That will go on. And it's all the first class play area that's all safety stuff so the kids can play there and like widescreen experience. Yes?
A guest house for visiting devotees.
Guest house for visiting devotees. We have it on there.
Guest house.
You got it? You got your guest house? Yes, Babaji? Go ahead.
I have two things. Number one, part of the kids center, we can have like the kids kirtan park.
The kids kirtan park?
Park.
Park?
Park. Park.
Okay, kids kirtan rules.
Kids kirtan.
Kirtan hall? Kids kirtan hall. Special.
And number two.
Yes.
1,000
security cameras. So the whole area has special security.
We'll
have a security detail that people who are hired just to go around it to make sure that everything's safe. And we'll have cameras in all the areas. And we'll have everything safety checked. So, what's that? Yeah, we'll have our chokidars. You know, security guards. Yes? What's a pujari lounge? What is it? Let's hear what she has to say.
The pujari lounge with like showers and everything they need for a certain place.
Yes.
Set up the place.
Yeah, like we have here, only much, you know, bigger, so that they have full facility to come in and change and everything like that. Vishaka?
A hospice.
A hospice. Okay.
What's a
hospice is a place where when you're getting ready to die, you can be taken care of very nicely, right, in that area. Shivatsan?
I was thinking of two ideas. One is a counseling program for any new devotee.
Yes, okay, so this is good. This is, let us move into a new area. It's not just physical space, but we're also talking about programs to take care of people. So you're talking about counseling for new people. What kind of counseling? Say more about it.
Like if anybody needs help with their chanting or they need any help with their practical lives, they could go to the...
Oh, good. This is good. Put it down. Practical things like sometimes people come and they have issues in their life. Like what are some of the issues people might have when they just walk in?
Lost their job.
Addictions. There's all kinds of addictions people can have to watching television or... you know, substances and things like that, and we can have specific help just for those people, right? To help them out. Oh yeah, more. He's got more.
I also wanted it might not be practical now, but we might have a book.
It's all practical. A hospital. We have a hospice, but put hospital also. You can have it. Okay? Yes. Them too. Institute, Bhaktivedanta Institute, science for scientific studies and preaching.
Yeah, okay. And like the Govinda Sastra, we can model it of Mayapur. We like the design there a lot.
Govinda's modeled after Mayapur.
And the bottom floor of the Vrindavan guest house.
Where's the restaurant in Mayapur that you like?
They have like their own
building with a pizza area on top.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you like pizza. Okay. Yes? Bhakti Shastri area, special in the academies. Yikes. What else?
Building for Swamis.
Okay. All right, we're going to take four more. Yes. One. Go ahead. What is it? A what room?
May I
help you?
Like,
a may I help you room? An information center to help new people get oriented, right? With call-in service. What's call-in service? Oh, they can call in and we have operators there. Okay, that's good. Yes?
I was thinking about us having...
Okay, go ahead.
Cleaning is very important.
Cleaning. Yes.
So we should have a cleaning crew with under that. They should be divided into three parts. One should be specifically for kitchen, another one for the temple hall, and the third one should be taking care of the...
Okay, full-time cleaning crew.
And every devotee should at least contribute half an hour or 1 hour per week so that they know what it takes to take the cleaning job.
Okay. We have... Yes?
A save a sign-up office.
Save a sign-up office. A what? A full-time school? Okay, we're taking... Yes. BBT printing house.
Okay.
Yes, we could have an in-house printing so that, you know, whatever collaterals we need to print, we can print there. And if you want a printing press, too? She wants a printing machine. Put it on there. She'll get it. Yes. Intercom system. So there's contiguous interchange between all the different departments, so everyone can get in touch with each other. Did you get that? Yes. Dheeraj.
Every day, lectures and kirtans dedicated in one of the rooms that we have.
Lectures and kirtans every day. Programs going on every day, right? Okay, we're getting now near the end. Yes?
An advanced donation box with an iPad attached that accepts like corn. Maybe there's some buttons that you can like sponsor Krishna pieces.
Okay, so advanced donations, you said? Advanced donation boxes. So people can put their donations in?
Yeah, it also accepts cards.
It accepts cards and stuff like that. One more. Who gets the last word? Yes.
A biofuel plant. Which can showcase the
ecological recycling, things like that. And I propose that the whole thing, we build from the ground up, and we also make it totally green. Like from the ground up, it's all ecologically sound, green. We use the green materials, green energy, everything like that. Do you all agree? What's that? Yeah, we'll get funding. Don't worry, we're going to get the funding. Yeah, everything green. So it'll be an example. Like, it'll be an example. And we also want to have top architects put the whole thing together. Yes, Malini, and then Hansapriya.
A farm, maybe you can grow vegetables.
Okay, farming area, a farm. A farm either there or connected to it, so everything comes in organic from our own thing, flowers, fruits, everything grown by us. Hansapriya? Yes. Like a grandparent assisted living for old people. Yeah, let's be out on front. Be out in front on that issue. Get the assisted living going. Yes. It's almost over. Go ahead.
Like a tour guide office, so like people can get tours of this old.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tour guides.
Oh, okay. I need that. You should be a tour guide in the train.
Yes.
Okay,
central office for central office and management for running the whole campus. Okay, okay. All right. Okay, you two go ahead. One after the other. Yeah, don't laugh. It's a good idea because you need to have ample and comfortable restrooms that people can get to. That's one of the. That's a very important design. Practical thinking on your part. Yes? You have what? Three things. Go ahead.
So one is we can make a like an elevator so light can come down and go underground.
You want an elevator?
Yeah.
Okay, put elevators. So older people can get up because there's going to be multiple stories on some of the places, possibly. And then what else?
And the next one is there could be a basement.
A what?
Basement.
Basement.
Attic.
Basement. What would you like in the attic? What? Oh, I like that, an art museum. Do we have that yet?
We have a museum. I can just write.
Okay. You just went. You went. Okay. Hold on. Now, I mean, we don't have much space on the board, which is a shame. Somebody who's got a picture of this. We need somebody to take this home and digitize it. So make sure you get all of it. And we need it. We need it back as soon as possible. We'll start a Google group for this to start conceptualizing and putting the whole thing together. We need Did you get it all? We got everything, right? Okay. So listen. We want before you erase it, Avantika.
Yes.
You read it off. Tell us what we want. Okay. Everybody, listen. Here's what you're gonna get. Okay, meditation. One, two, three, meditate. Oh. Okay, tell us what we won.
Krishna killing demons that are animated like virtual reality.
We'll have a dining hall, a music learning center, movie theater, a kids' kirtan hall, a stage/theater in general, a sound and movie studio, kitchen for the DTs, a Jepa garden with like the steps, and a train to take us all around our campus, a mini Govardhan Hill, lounges, a healing center, huge parking lot, guest house, a Brahmachari ashram, a question and answer hall, a meeting hall, a hotel, a conference room, radio station, a nice altar with domes on it, and around the whole campus there are going to be lights, like for the trees, there are going to be lights on them. There'll be a yoga room, a cleaning center, an e-learning center, like a university, and Raja will have her own Yamuna River with the Kalia. A storage room for Harinam and other parts of our temple, a chakra on the top of the temple, a DT walkthrough closet, a prasadam service room, a baby room with a play area and listening for broadcast.
That are for chanting or just practical problems. There'll be an institute, a Bhakti Shastri room, a place for swamis to stay at, an information service center, a cleaning room, a Seva sign-up office, a Gurukul school, BBT printing press with machines, an intercom system, just everyday programs, advanced donation, a biofuel plant, a veggie farm, senior housing or assisted living, a tour guide, a central office, restrooms, and an elevator and an attic.
Okay, are you positive you got it?
Yes.
And some one other person gets it?
Yeah, she
wants to
have it.
Yeah, we also have
it.
Yeah,
also have. Now you can erase it. And I want to see...
Birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party.
Upper main.
Quarter. Architectural thing. Just give us an idea of what the mood of it and the size of it is.
Okay.
Okay. Think big. Use the whole board.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic thing.
So I think that there should be like.
Don't think. Just draw.
This can be your parking lot and.
In the rest of the space that you have there,
yeah.
Just draw us a picture of something architectural.
Like a
John Martin.
Show us what the building looks like.
Draw the river.
Oh, not like a building.
Just draw us a picture of a temple at the top. Quick and dirty, quick. Okay. There we go, very good. Okay, so this represents what we're going to have, all those things and more will go in there. But this is our vision, how it's going to happen. Krishna's got our back. He's going to help us out. Because we've got a lot of momentum here and he recognizes that he's going to help us. So this is what it's, some of the things are going to go in, we'll write them down, we'll refine them. And we'll start meditating on this. And it's already starting to manifest because we're already talking about it. We're putting it on the board. So it's going from subtle to gross. And now we just have to take the steps to work towards it. And we'll all work together as one community to make it happen. Because what we're going to have here in Silicon Valley is the best temple in the whole world that anybody's ever seen in Silicon Valley, right here. It's going to be world class. It's going to be something that people come to. When they land in San Francisco, they're going to want to come and see this place in Silicon Valley. They're going to have to come and visit it because it'll be so amazing. The hospitality and the way it's set up and the learning there and the vibration of the kirtan.
It'll be the eighth wonder of the world.
One of the eighth wonders of the world. That's absolutely right. So let's say a special prayer right at this time to Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and all the great acharyas. It is our heartfelt desire to build for you here in Silicon Valley, the most important strategic place in the world, the most beautiful and the most beautiful temple with perfect amenities to accommodate people from all over the world to come and advance in Krishna consciousness, one that will be one of the wonders of the world. And we pray for your help in manifesting this here in Silicon Valley. Thank you very much for considering our request. Everybody who agrees with this, please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Okay, we're halfway there. Vancha Gobla Risha, Kripa Sukhdevacha, Patita Nam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namaha, Gopremanande, Rupa Goda Hari Bhakti. Natari Armarman, 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 Natari Armarman.